Welcome to the Connected Table Sips on iHeartRadio. We are your insatiably curious culinary couple, Melanie Young and David Ransom. We bring you the dynamic people who work front and center and behind the scenes in food, wine, spirits, and hospitality. Ours is a delicious life, and we want to share it with you.
Just off Highway 29 in St. Helena, California, lies Eller's Estate, a picturesque 42-acre vineyard dating to the 1800s with a rich history. Now owned by the Leduc Foundation, Eller's Estate was modeled after a traditional Bordeaux chateau. The vineyards, which are planted to Bordeaux varietals, are all certified organic. Winemaker and general manager Laura Diaz-Munoz joins us to discuss Eller's Estate and four signature wines. Laura was born and raised in Madrid and obtained her master's in enology and viticulture in Spain. She worked with wineries in Spain, New Zealand, and Napa before joining Eller's Estate as winemaker in 2018. Laura, what attracted you to Napa Valley and specifically to Eller's Estate?
Well, back in the day when I was studying my master's degree in viticulture, my professor in viticulture, Jose Lizarrague, talked very highly about Napa, about the farming and the practices here in California. So I was already back then very attracted and very curious about what was going on here. So when I had a chance, I came to just for a harvest and as an intern in one of the wineries here in the Valley. And I've been here for almost 13, 14 years now.
So Laura, let's talk about Eller's Estate's specific location in Napa and its microclimate. What makes it special?
Well, we are located in the north of Santa Elena. We are in the narrowest point of the valley, of the Napa Valley, between the Matecamas and the Pacas Range. And we are in a very warm spot, as you probably know. The north of the valley is the warmest. But we have amazing soils. We have alluvial soil, or the origin of the soils are alluvial, but we have a huge diversity. At Eller's Estate, we have around 40 acres planted, and we have 25 different blocks because we actually were able to map 25 different soils, which I think makes this site very diverse and interesting.
25 alluvial soils, that's pretty amazing. And you also work with several clonal varieties, all Bordeaux, Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Franc, Merlot, Petit Verdot, and some Sauvignon Blanc. So what is your goal when you blend your wines?
I approach the blending in the vineyards. I think ahead, depending on the characteristics of the vintage, how those wines are evolving, and what are the characteristics that they're going to give me later on. So I just taste the wines almost every other week when they are fermenting after malolactic fermentation in the barrels, and I just taste how they are evolving. And way ahead, I can identify some lots that I know where they're going to end up even before sitting at the table and start blending.
So you're like an artist who's conceptualizing the painting and how you're going to blend the different paints.
I guess so, yes. Yes, you're right.
Absolutely. Eller's Estate is certified organic. It's also transitioning to dry farming. So what is your philosophy on sustainability, and are you working on any initiatives that you can share with our listeners?
Well, Eller's Estate has been organic since 2008, so that's quite a bit of time under these practices. So we are actually very happy with our soils, the way that we have implemented this kind of like ecosystem that we have surrounding our estate. So my approach to sustainability, knowing that we have done for many years what we think is right in the farming, is more approaching about what we can do in the cellar, what we can do on the social aspect of sustainability with our employees, with our community. So I'm kind of like trying right now as an initiative to understand what we can do when we sip the wine, how can we reduce our footprint in many different levels, not just in the farming, because I think we are doing very well in that part.
Well, you've been certified organic since 2008, so you're ahead of the curve there. And very, very important. Now, you joined Ellers Estate as winemaker in 2018. It's also your first vintage. So you must be really proud of this vintage. Tell us about it.
Well, it was actually a really good vintage to start working at Ellers Estate because it was a perfect vintage, I will say, from a climate point of view. We have plenty of rain in the winter. The weather was fantastic. We didn't have heated spikes or too warm weather during the growing season. So it was kind of like perfect, and the fruit could hang longer in the vines, which I think it helped to increase quality and more concentration in the wines ultimately. So I was very lucky to start at that time.
Well, congratulations. Now, lucky us, we have three of your 2018 reds in front of us to talk about. Let's start with the 2018 Cabernet Franc.
This is a very special wine for us. It's one of our most popular wines. We don't produce much of it because we don't have much planted in the vineyard. But I just love this wine. I think it's a very true expression of a Cabernet Franc from Napa. It's a more ripe version of a Cabernet Franc that people could expect from France, for example. But it's very interesting, the aromatics that it can give. It has a lot of like floral, lilac, rosemary, aromas that makes it super interesting. And it's very rich, good structure, good tannin, fruity in the palate.
Well, we opened this wine last night, and the first thing that hits is this amazing fruit that just surrounded us. It was incredible aroma. We actually had it with a piece of fish because we don't eat meat, and it worked really well. It was a salmon with lots of yummy vegetables and mushrooms and asparagus, and it worked really well, even though I could see this also with a beautiful piece of lamb. Really nice. And that's a 2018 Cabernet Franc. Now, the next one, which I actually have in my glass right now, is called 2018 Portrait Red Blend. What is the blend, and why is it called Portrait?
Well, Portrait is a wine that we started actually making in 2015, and we call it Portrait because for us it's like a representation of the state. It's like a painting. I'm blending four different varietals, four red Bordeaux varietals that we have here, Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Franc, Merlot, and Petit Verdot. It has a little bit of Petit Verdot in the blend. Mm-hmm. And I just blend from the different blocks. It's kind of like I want to portray a really good representation of the state and Ellers Estate wines.
The third red is the 2018 vintage, but it's called 1886 Cabernet Sauvignon. Talk to us about that.
So the 1886 Cabernet Sauvignon is our flagship wine. We call it 1886 because the winery, the building that Bernard Ellers built in 1886, that was the year that he built this amazing stone building, and he actually brought the stones from the vineyard, from the soil. So it's very unique. It was one of the first wineries built in Napa. The Cabernet Sauvignon is the one with bigger tannins, bigger structure, and more cellaring potential.
And what about the aging on this? How long is it aged, and how long would you cellar it?
So the 1886 Cabernet Sauvignon was aged 22-23 months in 70% new French oak. It's probably one of the wines in our winery that we age in with more new French oak. I think Cabernet Sauvignon can handle that amount of oak.
It's a beautiful wine. It's also a very heavy bottle. This, you can tell it's your flagship. It's a heavy lifter. On a lighter note, we have the Sauvignon Blanc 2020. So that's a more recent release vintage and a very pretty bottle.
Well, actually, we designed it myself with an artist from Spain, from Madrid, actually, Marta Botas. The two of us, we kind of like redesigned all the labels for the reds and for the Sauvignon Blanc. And that representation in that label is all the aromas and flavors that you can find in the Sauvignon Blanc. So you have a little bit of the honeydew, melon, vanilla, because I ferment a little bit of the wine in new oak, so you can get a little bit of vanilla notes. And you cut the flowers, which you get a little bit of those flowers and riper, like peach, flavors also in the Sauvignon Blanc.
You know, what's interesting about this wine, Laura, is that it's fermented in three different vessels, concrete, stainless steel, and oak barrels, which I think is unusual for a Sauvignon Blanc, is it?
It's getting more common to use different vessels, especially concrete. I use concrete eggs to ferment and age the Sauvignon Blanc. But I also like the stainless steel because it keeps that fresh and acidity and pure aromas of the Sauvignon Blanc. But I also like the oak. I ferment in new and used oak because it kind of like it makes the aromas a little bit more complex and the flavors. So I'm just thinking in the final blend, and I just divided the juice and fermented in all these different vessels to make the final blend more complex.
I think what's interesting in this conversation is you really do underscore the blending and how important it is, and how you say, as you stated, that you think about the blending even before anything while you're walking in the vineyards. It's so interesting.
That's true. Yes. I always do that. Yes.
Well, it's always nice to talk to the artist to hear how she envisions her work. And you've done that today on the Connected Table Sip. So Laura Diaz Munoz, Ehlers Estate, winemaker and general manager, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it. For anyone who wants more information on Ehlers Estate, you can visit the website www.ehlersestate.com. That's EhlersEstate.com. You can learn about the wines, you can join the wine club, and you can also schedule a visit. Thank you for joining us.
You've been listening to the Connected Table Sips with Melanie Young and David Ransom. To listen to more in-depth features with the movers and shakers who shape the wine, food, spirits, and hospitality industry, tune into our companion show, The Connected Table Live. You can tune into the live broadcast on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on W4CY Radio. Easy to find at www.w4cy.com. Or listen to all our shows anytime at iHeart.com and on the iHeart app. Connect with us on Twitter at Connected Table and follow us on Facebook and Instagram under The Connected Table. And remember, always stay insatiably curious.